It is time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined right now by Damian Vergara. He is a junior over at Columbus Community High School. He has had a phenomenal cross-country season for the Wildcats, and the icing on the cake for that was this past Thursday when he finished sixth at the Class 1A district meet that was held in Iowa City, which allows him to qualify for this weekend's state championships. Damian, congratulations first and foremost. You've gotten a chance to go to state as part of a team the last couple of years over at Columbus. How did it feel knowing that while that maybe isn't going to happen this year, once you got across the finish line in just under 18 minutes, you knew you were going to be able to move on?
Yeah, I just knew that district is going to be definitely a very tough meet. It's there's always high expectations. The competition is always very fast, and I just knew that I had to just train right and make sure that I came with the right mindset, knowing that these are going to be some very tough runners and that I got to just give it my all, regardless of what happens.
You had a kind of a familiar face right next to you the whole way in Colby Newsom from Winfield Mountain Union, who finishes ninth or seventh, rather, and is able to move on. I know as you go, you probably kind of build up a clock in your head of, okay, I'm on pace for such and such if I keep running this fast. But is part of that kind of seeing guys that you run with a lot, knowing what times they run and kind of tracking, well, if he's running well and I'm right next to him, I'm in pretty good shape?
I'd say so. I try to compete with people that I normally see at meets, and Colby Newsom was definitely one of them. I try to compete with him, and I'd come up short for the previous meets, but my goal in mind was to just try and beat him and stick to whoever else was in the race that was ahead of me.
I mentioned each of the last 2 years prior to this year, you guys had gone to state as a team, so you're not going to be necessarily a stranger to Fort Dodge. What do you feel like is it about running for your coach Steve Riley and running at Columbus that makes you better?
I think it's the team aspect. Riley really cares about the team, and he puts everything into it, and he tries to look out for us. And if we ever have like a ache or pain or something, he'll let us know that we got to listen to our body. And then also the team aspect, everyone's very fun, supportive, cheerful. I love my team. I'd run for my team any day, and I think that's what makes it so great, and that's why I love running so much.
Talking right now with Damian Vergara, Columbus Community Wildcats cross country junior. He is our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. You mentioned that you want to make sure that everybody else succeeds. So how much fun was it to watch the last couple of years play out, and then also some of the nice races you guys had as a team, like at the conference championships this year or at WMU's home meet? Do you kind of rank those as high on your list this season as what you managed to do this weekend?
Yeah, I'd rank them very high. Over the past couple of years, the seniors that we had, Freddie Mason and Isaac, they were really, really strong pillars for our team. And I'd say they're really good guys. And I think taking on the leadership role that they gave me, I think these meets were really important to show how we handle and how we lead our team. And unfortunately, we didn't have Tim for our district meet, but I think it's fine. Everything pans out. And hopefully next year we'll run strong, just as strong, if not stronger.
Yeah, plenty of runners coming back, so we look forward to seeing what your teammates can do. Obviously, though, you've got one more race ahead. You know what it takes out at the state championships. What are the goals, then, that you've set for this coming weekend?
My goal is to try and get top 30, run strong, run comfortable, and to make sure that I'm competing and I'm running my best. Because I know we've talked about it, me and Riley talked about it, that first mile is going to be super fast, and I just got to make sure that I run comfortable, and that way I can last those last 2 miles when I'm going into that race.
Hope that ends up being the case. To be a terrific capper to a terrific year for you. Last thing I want to ask you is, the sponsor of the Athlete of the Week, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on their motto, which is "Movement is our medicine." Obviously, you're moving a fair bit when it comes to a running sport, but what are the ways beyond just stamina and building up speed for the end and those things, the movements that people maybe don't notice that matter a lot to you?
I think the movements that really matter a lot is recovery. I think getting proper sleep, getting proper nutrition and all that, all of it's super, super vital to running. And I couldn't advocate more for paying attention to that unlooked side of running.
You can't really, the night before, be just slovenly laying on the couch shoving ice cream in your face in order to succeed, can you?
Nope, you cannot.
Well, we hope that you can go out and enjoy a meal of champions after the race on Friday morning, I should say. And we wish you the best of luck in Fort Dodge. Congratulations on the season you've already had this year, Damian.
Thank you very much.
And that is Damian Vergara of the Columbus Community Wildcat Cross Country Team. He is this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week after finishing sixth at a 1A cross country district meet in Iowa City this past Thursday. We wish him the best of luck Friday morning at this year's 1A state championships in Fort Dodge.